Don't call it a heat wave. It's been here for years. This is the perfect pour.
I remember back in 1992, it used to get to 130. You kids don't know what hot is.
Air conditioning.
My air conditioning.
Dig a hole in the ground.
My air conditioning used to be my hound's tail wagon. That was my air conditioning.
Woo! Hope you didn't rip one, then take that down a notch.
Yeah, you're done for the day. I used to jump in the canal 20 times a day. Only died twice. Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a show about two guys bragging about the beers they had and then trying to make you jealous that they had those beers. Thinking they're big shots. In reality, they're nothing. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
We're going to be doing that for a little while here. We're just going to be trying to see if we can out-check-in the listenership. See if our check-ins are better than everyone else's check-ins. The listeners are going to call us. We're going to talk about culture. Talk about beers we drank and beers we're looking out for. It's all coming. We're going to unprofessionally burp during the show. It's all terrible. If you took a online how to podcast course and paid $5 on like how to podcast, they wouldn't be saying the things we do. They'd be like don't do that.
we're the standard for what not to do.
Yep, I'm sure we're used as examples in classrooms across the podcast country of what not to do. Like, don't do this.
You see that? Don't do it.
I love gold!
Before the show, I was tailgating with a Firestone Walker Foggy on the details. Great name. We were talking about before, you were talking about how they're just about pretty much done with foggy IPA, hazy IPA names. But Firestone and Monkish came up with one I had not heard yet. Monkish and Firestone Walker collab, a DDH oat pale ale. So I don't know if they're just emphasizing the oat part of a hazy pale, or if this is really a different style than just a hazy pale.
OPA.
I drank it all, and it was good. And Wazzy Corvette donated it, and thank you. But now I just opened up. We heard last week we had the Bruce Springsteen, a lot of New Jersey references. Although I was talking about Six Point, which is a New York brewer. I was a listener of the show last week, like going like, oh my God, Mikey, you're an idiot. Cause it was like, I was like, oh, mumbling like Six Point in New Jersey, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, dear God. Uh-oh. And then I like mentioned Augie Carton basically, which I wasn't even clicking that was Carton Brewing. I was just like, there's this Carton guy who's got a pocket, you know. So I'm glad, you know, the newspaper, if you don't notice, the newspaper, like on the page two, will post the little things they did wrong in the last issue. Like, oopsie, this is wrong, this is wrong. So this is what that is for a podcast forum. I'm sorry about saying Six Point, thinking Six Point was New Jersey when it's clearly a New York brewer. And when that wasn't, I was trying, what I was trying to say was it was Carton Brewing. Well, I was trying to reference, but yeah. But that whole New Jersey thing is messed up, man.
Messed up.
It wasn't really, I wasn't getting it then, but now I get it. And I just poured two different glasses of the same beer. Okay. So back to where I was trying to get to. I'm okay. I've only had one beer. I should be fine.
Right.
It's got the whole Born in the USA kind of label, you know, a version of
the famous jeans and t-shirt pose.
Except there's a rubber chicken coming out of his pocket instead of whatever it is that's coming out of Bruce's pocket. And it's Bock. It's called Bock. Bock. Like a chicken going Bock. IPA, and it's from Sacramento, and it's Urban Roots.
So, Urban Roots.
Pretty excited about that.
Coming to America.
Mm-hmm. Good, good, good.
Good.
Good beer. Urban Roots. It's got nice. Cascade.
Try the second glass now. What's the second glass?
Yeah. Thing? Cascade, Centennial, and Citra. All right. I'll try the second glass. This one was poured about 30 seconds before that other one. So, and somehow this has more head on it. I must have poured it differently.
All the head isn't glass one.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, it's hard. Yeah. I don't know. I think, yeah, I'm getting a different vibe off of that glass. What you got there, Nick?
I'm nursing this Dankful IPA from Sierra Nevada. Haven't got a show beer yet.
Nevada. Is that from your mix pack you've gotten, like that 2 week old mix pack?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Still leftover from the fourth beers. So now they are 15 days older than when I first had it.
Oh my gosh. Can you taste it?
Yeah, it's you know, a few trips in the ice chest plus the amount of time since it's been brewed.
Well, that's the rough part. Like Wazoo was talking about cycling, temperature cycling, and he was mostly referencing the food. If you're going to keep opening and closing an ice chest, you keep changing the temperature of your meats and stuff. It's going to mess with stuff. So same thing with beer, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And temperature cycle your beer. And I know people are saying, it doesn't matter. Your temperature can go up and down. It doesn't matter. I'm like, the very least, it speeds up the aging process. At the very least. So
it's not helping. If that's,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's my whole point. Whenever somebody says, no, it's bullshit. You don't need to keep your beer cold, or you don't need to. It's, doesn't matter if it's warm and then cold and then warm again. I'm like, kind of matters. And like, which would you rather have? The beer that was kept cold 100% of the time, or the beer that was warm and then cold and then warm again? Which one are you choosing? So that's my ender on that argument. That's my gotcha. Ooh, I'm like, oh yeah. Ender. How about this? So, yeah.
Now what?
I mean, don't not buy a beer because it's on the warm shelf. But, or, you know, and don't worry too much about bringing home a beer and not having an ice chest because, or whatever. But also, if you have the opportunity to put it in an ice chest, would you, what are you going to do? Like, oh, I got this good ice chest. I'm just going to throw it in the ground because it doesn't matter. So I'll just put it in my back seat.
I'll get to it in time. Don't worry. Yeah.
All right. So there you go. We're all set to do a show. We got beer. We caught up from last week's my unprofessionalism and
errors and omissions.
Foggy headedness.
Omissions and errors and omissions. You know.
I mean, I'm sure there's other podcasts that aren't alcohol related, but still get drunk. But respect to all the beer podcasts out there that you have to keep a show together for 2 hours and while you're drinking. I mean, oh, there's a lot of podcasters that could not handle that. Couldn't do it. We do it, though.
That's right. Every week.
Ooh, well, we have just a FYI, in case you didn't hear the end of the episode last week. We are recording a little bit earlier. A little earlier on our Friday morning. Usually it's 6 in the morning on Friday, but this time it's like 1 in the morning on Friday. So yeah. If there's some sort of news that broke, like I don't know. It doesn't matter. There's nothing anymore that, like, I mean, the only thing left is, God forbid, knock on wood, Sierra Nevada selling out. Outside, like, besides Sierra Nevada selling out or ceasing production or something, there's nothing left that's shocking, like, and as far as beer news. So, like, whatever. Like, if we miss something that happened on Wednesday, we're all right. Couldn't have been that big.
What? Are you saying we're irrelevant? Is that what you're really saying?
No, I'm not talking about. I'm just saying, like, beer news is, like, you know, what's shocking at this point anymore? It's all been played out. We're back to where we started, which is fine by me.
That's right.
And speaking of, do you have anything, Nick?
Culture. There's so many good things in this, I don't even know where to start.
Oh my God.
Have you ever heard of the U.S. Open Beer Championships?
I think so.
Okay.
There's so many U.S. Open things in sports that have I heard that?
You don't know if you've heard. Yeah.
There's a U.S. Open.
You don't know if you've heard the beer version.
Right. There's a U.S. Open in golf, U.S. Open in tennis. So I'm like, I don't know anymore which U.S. Open I've heard of.
It looks like they started in 2009. I love their tagline. Here's where we're going to start here. If you go to their website, usopenbeer.com, the U.S. Open Beer Championships, one of the top three beer competitions in the USA.
Top three?
Yeah. One of the top three.
So basically, they're three then.
There's three. Yeah,
if you're gonna be like one, if you're saying I'm one of the top three, then like, okay, you're three. Because if you're the top two, you'd be like, we're a top two. You'd be like, we're second or something.
Right. Or if you're one, you're the premier beer competition in the U.S. So yeah, one of the top three. That's where we're starting. Uh-huh. The website looks like it's from 2004.
Oh yeah, is it a blog spot?
It could be.
By the way, our website's been down this week. I don't know what's going on with it. I haven't figured it out or fixing it, but our server is down. I don't think
it's Russia hacking us for talking about them.
Maybe it's a Bluehost problem. Yeah, I think one of the other podcasts are trying to get us, trying to shut us down.
Yeah,
they got into our WordPress account and just deleted it.
We're gonna crack the top four in Apple iTunes in there.
You're like, we're getting too good in Iceland. There's like, can't stand it.
Take them down.
Yep.
So this was judged over 9,000 brews. Mikey's favorite word.
Lord, they use the word brews.
Brews representing over 150 styles of beer.
That's a lot.
This year's number one.
Was it within the GABF? Or no, it was World Beer Cup that was in GABF. Because that's why I get confused with U.S. Beer Open, World Beer Cup, GABF.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I'm sorry.
Too many. There's too many now. Yeah. There's more than three, more than two now.
Yeah, my brain can't do more than two, whatever the thing is.
So they have ranked their favorites by judging them. This year's overall brewery is Sun King Brewing of Indianapolis. Grand National Champion.
Wow. They're just going off a taste, or they have other factors?
They're like, these are the best beers.
Consistency and quality. And looks like unique beer styles.
Uniques. Oh, wait.
Uniques. Sunlight Cream Ale, Cherry, UC Belgian, Barrel Aged, Truolicious, Golden Girls Barrel Aged Sour. Oh. Let's see, what are the... Do that. Second overall was Shoe Tree Brewing from Nevada. And third overall, Third Eye Brewing of Cincinnati.
Okay.
Third only eye. California beer in the top 10 is Moonraker at number 7.
Wow. That's amazing. Moonraker is the only top 10 brewery from California.
Then they go on to judge beer names.
Oh, that's... Nah, I'm into that category.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a point to reading all of this. See, so top 10 beer names. Still Not As Bitter As Your Ex.
Okay.
Up Shit's Creek. Or Crick.
Oh, all right.
A play on, you know, the Shit's Creek show. Yeah. It Goes In Your Mouth.
It Goes Kolsch
Me If You Can. It Goes.
What was that?
Kolsch Me If You Can.
I like that one.
Who's a Good Beer?
Who's a Good Beer?
Who's a Good Beer?
Who's a Good Beer?
I Need More Cow Belgian.
All right. I still won't drink it because it's Belgian, but good name. I got
it's pronounced Beba. Frankenstein.
The only prescription.
More Belgian?
More cow Belgian. More Belgian. Cow. No. I'll die.
No.
I'll just die then.
Allagash White, sir?
Nope. I'm dying. Here, you just got to drink the 6-pack of Allagash White, and it'll eradicate that virus you got. And I'm good.
Looks like it. Today's it then.
But sir, you just drink these 6 beers and you will live. Ah, it's all right. I don't want to live with myself after drinking a 6-pack of Allagash White.
Oh man,
I could not sleep anymore. Compromise my ideals just to live. Nope, no thanks.
Not going to happen. I don't know if this is a Foo Fighters pun or not. There Goes of My Pickle.
Huh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it is or not.
But I don't get the reference otherwise.
Right. Well, other than it's got pickle goes, but yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah, you're right. It must be Poopar's referencing. Otherwise, why would they do? There goes my pickle. Watch it as it goes.
So I will search for a description on that. Oh, hey, look at that. Hybrids, pails. You could go. They do have a link to every category and every winner if you'd like. But
dang, where's the website again?
U.S. Open Beer.
All right, you can follow along.
Let's see. Julius Squeezer IPA.
All right. I like it. I'm fine.
All right.
You can do that one.
Oh, we're going to Google it right now. I was going to do this while you were
We're just backgrounding it.
Backgrounding.
It's called a bed.
So, yeah. So, in the business. There is... Huh?
It's called a bed.
Is there a style you're curious about?
Is there even a brown? Did somebody win a brown?
Brown ales. There is about 10 different brown ale categories.
What? 10 different brown ale categories? How did they do that?
English, there's a bitter, ESB, English mild ale, English brown ale, wow. Imperial brown ale, brown porter, bust porter. Oh, maybe these just go on into.
They're the only ones keeping up the brown style alive and relevant is the U.S. Beer Cup.
36, category 36 is the brown ale. There we go. English brown ale. Okay.
We won that.
Wait. That's just the style guidelines. For a complete list of medal winners, click here. I do that. Oh, okay. Here we go. I was taken to the wrong page. Shoe Tree Brewing Minden Loudentan Brown Ale.
Where's Shoe Tree at?
It says NV. Is that Nevada?
Yeah.
Nevada. Tree Brewing.
It must be Reno.
Carson City. Carson City.
Carson City.
What else you want?
What's a stout? What's that? Give me a stout.
Give you a stout. Stout it out loud.
Oh, you want to do that?
Strong Imperial. Classic Irish, cream stout, oatmeal, pastry, yeah.
American stout. Gotta stop you drinking the Chevy F-150.
Super. Neither of those are right. Is it right?
Oh, Chevy Silverado.
There you go. Pilot Brewing's Secret Santa Stout is the gold medal winner American Stout.
All right. Just like a bunch of no names, man. I'm sorry, but.
No name.
Where's the Golden Road Awards?
What?
I mean, what happened?
Best sellout? Or what? I wonder if you can search by brewery somehow. Or if you only can search by category. Specialty. Non-alcoholic. You got NA winners, too.
Ooh. Athletic.
Yeah, I don't see where you could search by brewery. You have to search by style.
So
if you know what beer you like, you could go find the gold.
U.S. Beer Cup. Go search it out. See if you got, see if you want your brewery. Like, oh shit, maybe we should check if we won. If you're like Big Head then, and from Silicon Valley, you probably won. You're just like, oh, I guess we won.
What?
All right. Anything, any other things?
Oh, it's kind of stretching it, but it's interesting. Hopefully interesting enough. Patrick Rue of the brewery is now dabbling in wine up in Napa County
They're going to put an awesome amusement park up there. That's great. All beer.
All beer?
Yeah. New Belgium. Open it up. It's going to be cool. They're going to put it right next to all the rich people houses.
Oh, yeah. No noise ordinance either.
Which
all night long.
Every house is in Napa, I think, is a rich person's house. So.
ABC, always be coasting.
Always be coasting.
Always be coasting. So he's getting into wine and mucking things up. He's putting wine in cans.
He's flipping it.
Brewing wine with cherries and other fruit.
Yeah, man. We're going to be totally, totally raw with our wine, man.
Yeah. Herbert Lingers.
Seen this kind of crazy
fruited wine.
Oh, we're gonna fruit our wine.
But so he's trying to. I don't know if he's trying to actually do something or just be the first one to go crazy, so people can go, "Oh, he was doing that back in 22."
Yeah,
I used to do that all the time. Nobody cared.
So then he goes and makes a wine, but then partners with Sierra Nevada to make a wine beer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think it's a good old-fashioned shakeup. I think he's trying to do things, and if it works,
Nobody's thought he looks like
a hero. And if it fails, he could go, yeah. Oh, I was trying that years ago.
Nobody they weren't ready this for it. Before. Let's make a beer. Let's make a drink that's half beer, half wine. Yeah. I think it's called like a shanty is. That's what I think a shanty is. They're like, isn't that wine like some beer poured in?
So I don't know. He's taking risks. I am not. He's a risk. I don't know what you would think about that.
He's bold. No, I don't give a shit. If you're gonna go do wine stuff, then you're dead to me.
Dead to me.
It's over. I mean, I have a mild appreciation for wine and wine drinkers because you would think like we share a lot of the same. Similarity, you know, there's, you know, we like tasting, we like, you know, where is it from? We like what was, you know, what was used in it? What's the terroir, blah, blah, blah. And we have tasting rooms. We all have these very similar things, but, I can't go with the wine stuff, man.
This is interesting. It says he is no longer part of the brewery. It is owned by an equity investment firm.
Mm-hmm.
There's an NDA in place.
Oh, my gosh. Can't talk about it. Oh, no. We can't have him on to talk about it. Would have had him on too, but oh well. Go make your wine. Nobody's gonna give a shit. Have your two different tags in some wine shop. And there you go.
There you go. So if you're wondering where your brewery went, it's up in Napa.
It's in Napa, trying to be a wine person that no one's going to care about.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know. Fresno, back to good old Fresno.
Oh, God.
I know. More local talk. Jeez. It's kind of a looking out for and to maybe spotlight a new brewery. Hmm. Hmm. I think I haven't had any yet, but I've seen it at the market lately. This Wild Fields.
Yeah.
Brewing.
Central Coast.
They're going to do a tap takeover at Spokeasy. And so I'm like, okay, if Spokeasy believes in them, what's going on here?
Hey.
They started in 2018. The brewers and owners, brewer/owner, husband and wife team, they have San Diego roots. They have worked for like Pizza Port and the other Beachwood.
Oh, Long Beach.
Let's see, where else? Lost Abbey, Pizza Port.
Yeah.
So they've been around the block, as they say.
Again, do tap takeover, Spokeasy. They're willing. They're coastal and willing to come inland to our little borough, Tower Borough, Fresno. Grace us with their Central Coast presence.
Yeah. So straight out of Atascadero is Wild Fields.
Atascadero. I dated a girl from Atascadero once. Just
what?
To let everyone know, because they're like wondering. That's what I'll
let you know. Ooh, she's probably still here.
Maybe. Maybe she's at Wild Fields. spreading the word about how stupid Fresno boys are.
Do you ever listen to The Perfect Pour? I dated that son of a bitch.
Just big of assholes you hear on the air.
Biggest assholes.
Nobody cut that clip out. Just of that. Of the show.
Please. That was raw.
That was raw. Really. I can really. Use
that next week's intro.
No. Episode 468. It's the last episode of The Perfect Pour. Thank you for listening.
That's it. That's right. Yeah. We've killed our own show.
Yeah, we found the edge. We fell off of it. We're done.
We jumped clean off.
Many other things.
That's my things.
All right. I've been noticing a trend. I talked about it on Drinking and Thinking, my newsletter. Mm. The strawberries on pizza. I saw South of Shaw Brewing doing it. And I saw a couple other spots doing it. This is like the summer trend right now. Is in strawberry on pizza. Which I have not tried. Okay. But it sounds better than pineapple on pizza.
No.
Strawberry.
Nothing will ever be better.
Sounds better.
No fruit will ever be better.
A little chunk of pineapple on your pizza.
Yes.
I want to try it. I wouldn't buy it. And it doesn't sound good or anything, but it does sound better than pineapple.
What are they pairing it with? What's the secondary
South
topping?
Of Shaw had like a ham with it or whatever. One of those meats.
Okay. Thinly sliced.
Yeah.
Bacon-esque type meat.
Yeah. It was like that with that.
Mm-hmm. So they just replaced pineapple with strawberries.
Kind of. Which I have to try it now, but.
Were they hot? They were baked on the pizza?
Yeah. You know, the picture.
Or these looked, applied after?
The picture looked like it was applied like real, like in the. In the dry hopping process or something.
Okay.
It was late. It was late in the boil.
Late edition.
Mm-hmm. But that may have just been for the pictures. I don't know. But yeah, it doesn't look like the strawberries went through the whole process. But I don't know. I don't know what strawberries look like after being put in an oven.
No smoking strawberries, huh?
Yeah, I do. Slow roasted. It's my peach tree. Is tomorrow? I'm gonna be picking my peach tree, and I do grill those. I grill the peaches, and they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good grilled. So. You can grill.
Does grilling them take the fuzz off?
No. No. I slice them open. I don't grill them whole. I slice them at least once, you know, at least like a half, in half, if not more.
Okay. And, see, I've seen them grilled whole. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, I wouldn't think to do that. Yeah, I've sliced them and then I actually grill the open part down or the insides down so they get the grilling mark. But yeah, it's peaches season here in Fresno.
Peaches.
We just went to corn season at the Fresno State, famous Fresno State corn. Now it's peaches are all popping, poppity pop, pop, pop. The Beach, one of my favorite Southern California brewers, Beechwood. Long Beach is Beechwood, my former home, Lakewood. They're expanding, which is scary. You're like, no, we're figuring out that expanding's bad. We got to be careful with expanding. But they're just doing it regionally. They're doing it, seems like, mostly around Lakewood or Long Beach. Like, they're just doing more places in the area rather than, like, going opening a brewery somewhere else or whatever. It just seems like they're almost franchising more in the area, which, like, why wouldn't they open their old Seal Beach place? But whatever. But I just, hopefully Beachwood knows what they're doing.
Uh-oh.
And this isn't the beginning of the end.
Or maybe they're staging a buyout.
Maybe they're trying to fatten themselves up to look good for a buyout.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh, look at all our locations. Probably want to buy us now, don't you? And I had a real life date checking situation earlier today.
Nice.
So I knew my brother-in-law was going to be here today. And usually he's fine with, like, just the grocery store hazy, like the Sierra Nevada hazy little thing or Firestone.
Okay.
Walkers, like, and where he's just good. Give him a simple hazy or a simple IPA and he's good. So I was like, oh, there's a hopnosis, which I know isn't technically like that, but Firestone Walker hopnosis expect. I was like, oh, I'll get that. That's pretty, he'll enjoy that. And if he doesn't drink them, I'll drink, you know, I'll be able to drink
them. The leftovers will not go to waste.
Right. And then I checked the day. I'm like, oh, this hopnosis, it's pretty recent beer. It's probably fine. I'm like, oh, I'll check the date. And it's from February. I'm like, whoa. No, bro. And I couldn't turn the cans upside down because it's a cardboard six pack. And so I stood it up on its end where the date is most prominent. And I put it, and there was an empty space next to where it goes. So I just put that, propped it up very, like, oddly, like, you're going to see it if you look up. And trying to, like, look at this date. Like, don't miss this date, people. So I couldn't turn it upside down, but I could turn it to where you could see the date if you're looking. And
nice.
I'm sure nothing will happen. Whoever's doing dressing down the liquor department or the rep that comes through is just going to put it right back. But I'm just like, hey, man, this is from February. This is going
to. Yeah. Check your dates, yo. Check your dates.
Check them. So I kind of getting the feeling that all the spring beers now are just still there. So.
Yeah. Sierra Nevada has a habit of kicking out the seasonal beers early. And like that summer sesh or right. Summer ale looks really good, but it was kicked out at March.
Yeah, I think I looked at one of those too, and it was, yeah. I think it was
that. Man.
So, yeah.
Why? I mean, be ahead of schedule, but not, that's a little too much.
Especially if you're not going to replace them. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Heads up. Those spring beers are coming back. They're just still sitting there, and they're not any better. So, make sure you're, especially in your grocery store, make sure to be checking those dates. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour and the Dorktown Network. A podcast, you can 24/7, you can call that number, leave a voicemail, 3 minutes or less, and we'll get it on the show. If you don't want to call, if you're a millennial and can't handle calling people on the phone, you can record something yourself in your own time and send that file to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Before we start, though,
I love gold.
This one is donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. It is from Jackrabbit Brewing Company. And it's Mr. Manager. And it's a hazy IPA with Lopamax, El Dorado, Equinox, and Simcoe. Looks like it's maybe a manager at Jackrabbit, like they did like a tribute beer to him. So, yeah. Thanks, Wazoo, for the beer. That one's nice as well. They're all coming in good so far. And we, like I said earlier, we are recording earlier this week. So if you called and you're like, why is this not on? That's the reason. So, but we do have voicemails. Looks like we don't have. Oh, no, we do have some traditionals. Sorry. There we go.
Hey, Perfect Pour Podcast. Yeah. Steve Fontana Jim's the guy who sent in that postcard, and I'm going to keep on using those deep references because I think Kurt loves it. I think Kurt thinks that's funny.
He thinks it's super.
I got a question. Are you guys getting back together in the studio again? Because lots of people can do Zoom podcasts. Lots of people are doing Skype podcast. Lots of people.
Uh-oh. And they're trying to shut down.
Many people are doing the good your pal podcast. That's my question. I want to congratulate everybody on a successful Radar Palooza. That sounded like it was a whole ton of fun. And that's really all I got to say this time I go around. Hey, keep up the good work there, clowns.
Fontana. Clowns.
Fontana. Well, it's Jim. Jim wants to know. I'm just going to let Nick handle this answer.
Wow.
In studio episode coming. He says in studio is better.
Now I'm going to make him wait for it. So I'm going to say never.
You got to pay extra for those in studios.
That's right.
Something to think about.
Yeah, I love independent beer. Ballast Point will never sell out. Fuck, Ballast Point sold out. Yeah, I still love independent beer. Firestone Walker, wait. Oh, fuck, what? Okay. Yeah, I love independent beer. I really love Stone Brewing.
Yeah.
I really love Fat Tire. Well, no, New Belgium sold out. What? Modern Times, what? Okay. It's been a topsy-turvy couple of years in craft beer. Since we've had this discussion before, the answer used to be New Belgium. And then the answer used to be, well, I help. The answer was never Modern Times because they were only employee owned. Oh, well, so was New Belgium. And yeah, the answer was never Stone because, Beer Jesus would never sell.
Beer Jesus.
He would never allow that.
Now, let's make it the next three. Give me the next three breweries or your top three breweries that would just break your little craft beer heart if they sold out.
Wow.
And just for shits and giggles, let's exclude the two giants, Lemonade Shaky Kugels from the East Coast and Truly Beer Company. Let's exclude those two guys.
So Truly Beer Company, huh?
Three top breweries that would break your heart if they sold out. And to make this more interesting, Mikey is not allowed to talk about Vinny. That's right. That brewery up there is off limits.
Wow. You got a lot of off limits.
Now that you're confused and your brain's spinning a little bit, and I've stalled for a good 35, 45 seconds to get you to come up with something. Let's see everybody's top three. Thanks, guys. Just trying to contribute a little commentary into the discussions. Oh, and I went to the All-Star, the Home Run Derby tonight. I noticed there weren't any Oakland A's in that fall competition, Mikey.
Don't need to be.
Couple ex-Dodgers, but no Oakland A's. Later, guys.
Bye. Yeah, there's no A's anywhere, dude. The A's are triple A team. You can't use Boston Beer Company. Can't use the Line and Kugel peoples. And you can't use Russian River. So what are the three that would just tear your heart out?
Tear your heart out.
Give me something, Nick.
Blue Moon.
No. Don't tell me Blue Moon.
Don't tell me Blue Moon's going to sell
don't
out.
Don't tell me Blue Moon.
Oh, man. I'm sticking in California. Uh-huh. Ale Smith.
Oh.
Bottle Logic.
That's a good one. All right.
Or New Glory.
Ah, an all California lineup. That's good. All three are, you know, seem like something that could be bought out. So, yeah, you would be like, that'd be like, now what about North Coast, though, dude?
We don't talk about them. We're not going to jinx them. Like
that. Oh, sorry. I messed it up. You're like, I'm not going to bring them in the discussion as a possibility. The most devastating, I referenced it earlier already. I'm surprised Jim didn't have this removed. Sierra Nevada would be the biggest.
The devastation.
Yeah, even bigger than Russian River because Sierra Nevada is always like, it's always that point of like, well, at least there's Sierra Nevada. Like, I can go and I'm not going to go in the grocery. You know, there is a grocery store here. or two grocery stores here in Fresno that I can get a restaurant wrapper from. But the general regular grocery store, I mean, Sierra Nevada is sometimes the only option. And so, I mean, Sierra Nevada would that would be the biggest thing ever. Now, it's a family owned business and the son seems poised to run it the same way the dad. That seems, that whole thing of like the owner not being able to pass it on to somebody else that's going to run it the same way that they feel like they should.
Mm-hmm.
Sierra Nevada has the in on that of like, they've got family that can transfer the power to that should keep things the way they are. So they're very kind of unique in that. So hopefully that means we don't really have to worry about Sierra Nevada, knock on wood. But that would be the biggest. And I have to add, and I'm staying local like Nick, but Tioga Sequoia is big enough that they could be like, you know, there's small regional breweries that have been bought out. And so Tioga is big enough to be bought out. And so that would be devastating locally for us. And that, you know, if you're outside of Central California, it's not going to affect you, but you're in the valley here.
Hometown.
That would be
heroes.
That would be rough. So Sierra Nevada, Tioga Sequoia, third one. I'd have to go, and this is more personal, not directly for me, but for my partner, and that would be Deschutes Brewing. I buy a lot of Black Butte, and if I wasn't able to buy Black Butte, that would be there would be a lot of scrambling because I've already had to scramble to Black Butte because Hazelnut Brown from the other Oregon brewer, Rogue. Yeah, Rogue's Hazelnut Brown isn't available like it used to be. So
that is strange, yeah.
So it's kind of transferred over to Black Butte. And that would be devastating for me if I couldn't do that. I would have to figure out some other thing. But so yeah, I'm gonna say Deschutes, Tioga Sequoia, Sierra Nevada. Those would be the most devastating.
Yeah, I would see. I would agree.
All right, thanks, the Fontana Gem. You never know. Never know when there's going to be a new in-studio show. Just may show up one day.
Yeah, could be next week, could be next year. Mm-hmm. We don't know.
And then Fontana Jim can take the credit. See, like, I told him to do that.
It was my idea all along.
Perfect pour. What's up, guys? It's Chef. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Chef.
This is the Chicago Beer Rep, and this is my travel journal. I promise.
Oh, I love journals.
My travel journal. Ooh. It's called Chef Travels.
Ooh. Journal.
That's what it's called. Tomorrow I'm going to Radar Palooza Part 2, Radar Strikes Back. Here's the situation. It's midnight, Tuesday night. I fly out Wednesday morning, tomorrow morning. I fly from Chicago O'Hare to Denver. O'Hare. And then when I get to Denver, a half hour after I arrive, I have to start boarding my flight to Redmond.
Oh, that's a quick turnaround.
It's going to be tight, but everything's on time. And I think worst case scenario, if I have to stay in Denver for a night, I'll text Colin and Janine.
Whatever
see if
would
they
you
wanna, see if I can buy them some beers.
Hot tub. You can sleep in their hot tub.
That sounds like a great night to me. So I don't know. That's the backup plan, but hopefully everything will go according to plan. And
hey, I'm gonna sleep in your hot tub.
I'm gonna
tub
pause the journal
there.
And you'll see what happens. Okay, stay tuned.
You got a hoagie?
Chicago. South burps.
Stop.
Okay.
Ooh, look, he's done some editing.
I'm in Denver. I just got to my gate. My flight boards in 10 minutes. Nice. So, looks like we made it.
Looks like we made it.
Made it. What a rush. I just passed a new Belgian brewing.
What?
Here in Denver Airport. I think I
stopped
drinking
them. They'll never buy it. They'll never sell out.
Red Stacy stopped working there. So, but that was kind of interesting. Anyway, I am going to find a John, and it's off to Redmond, Oregon. Okay.
All right.
Denver. Gate
B50.
Very specific.
Radar. I love you.
I know.
I know.
Ben.
Character reenactment.
Oregon.
Wow, that's a whole story there in 3 minutes and or no, 2 minutes and 19 seconds. A whole old story we went through. All
travel
things
journey.
From Chicago to Denver to Eugene. And then there's a Star Wars reference and
Brad Stacey reference.
Yeah. And he almost was in the hot tub, but then he wasn't.
Dang. Hoagie's in the hot tub. What does life get better?
I probably not. I mean, if you're being realistic. Not working beer, that's for sure.
Industry change.
Industry change. Change industries is what she's going to do. There's just too many New Belgium and Rad Stacey references not to play that.
Thanks for your interest in the Voodoo Ranger IPA Action Park, coming soon to the heart of wine country. 136 acres of beer-powered rides and attractions, including the Extreme Brew Bloom and the Ranger Thunder Concert Stage,
yes,
with a 25,000-watt sound system. All just minutes from downtown Napa.
Yep.
We want to hear
from
you.
Can hear.
Email us at info@voodoorangeractionpark.com to participate in market research or get early access and updates on this exciting new opportunity for Napa Valley. Or leave us a comment after the beep.
You heard it here first. Maybe you spoke about it because I leaked it out earlier to you. But we are getting a beer-themed park in Napa Valley, homie. Think about it, Mikey, Nick. A reclaimed roller coaster made out of reclaimed barrels. Not reclaimed roller coaster.
Yeah.
A roller coaster made roller coaster. Out of reclaimed barrels, homie.
They're
going to have a wave pool, Mikey. Mikey, check it out. We get to get our surfboards, our body boards, our boogie boards, or whatever board you want to use.
Body surfing.
And we get to surf a wave pool with not water, but Mikey, hazy IPA water, homie. It's a hazy IPA beer. You're going to be swimming in the haze of IPAs as the waves crash, as we're thrashing rad, you know, we're thrashing and we're like, that's totally rad, totally tubular, gnarly, dude. We're going to be doing that, Mikey.
I fucking got barrel, bro.
They're going to have, most of the rides are going to be powered by the fumes of beer. This is the Mecca, homie. This is what we've been waiting for. This is the holy grail of get-its. Once a year, we will meet up at the Voodoo Ranger theme park, and we will get it, and we will ride, and we would be kids again. Drunk kids, though. This is amazing. I figured I'd call it and do something different again with my voicemail, homie, because I am packed. I am ready to go, Holmes. I am ready to drown in a haze of IPA waves, homie. I am ready to I'm going to wear nothing but TNC Surf and Ocean Pacific clothing in my Vans, OP, homie.
Hey,
and maybe even a nice TNC bright orange visor, homie.
What about catch it?
And just go ham out at this theme park. I don't know what else to say, man. I think life has just got better.
Finally, life
this is fucking
living.
Amazing, bro. Will you be there, Mikey? Would you hang out, Nick? Listeners, are you guys down? The next Radar Palooza is gonna be at this theme park. That's it. I gotta hang up. I gotta go pack extra underwear and swim trunks. I don't even have swim trunks. I'll probably just go in with my dicky shorts. This is 2 year beer, Holmes. And I can't wait to fucking hang 10. I have to watch
too heavy,
peace
bro.
Out.
Too heavy.
Wait, you can't. Dicky doesn't make shorts, do they?
Yes, they do.
What?
What? Where have you been?
Do they have like 8 pockets?
Oh yes, cell phone pocket. They're 1 pocket short of being cargo shorts.
Oh okay. They're like, how many pockets are cargo shorts? 9. All right, let's move 8.
There, work pants but shorts.
Yeah, she was talking about that New Belgium trolled Napa Valley, pretending they're gonna open up a beer theme park in Napa Valley, and then it made the newspaper and Napa Valley people, of course, because it's the biggest wine region.
They're already protesting it
in the country. They started protesting. They already started a whole campaign against this New Belgium theme park, and it was all a total bullshit PR stunt.
Man,
it's just they got him.
Not NIMBYs, huh? Not in my backyard.
Yep. All the NIMBYs showed up. Oh man, that's that Marin and Napa. That's the NIMBY capital of the world.
Like the minute you move in, you become one of those people.
Oh yeah,
this is a very nice place here. I kind of like it. Not in my backyard.
No, of a bitch. Like, who are you? Who are you? Oh, I'm Mike from. Where are you from? Central Valley. No. None of that shit here.
Take it back.
Nope. No valley people here. If you're from a valley that's not Meathead. Napa, you're which valley? Oh, Central Valley. No.
Ooh, try again. You want to pick another?
Oh, where are you from? I'm from San Joaquin Valley. I'm on the phone with the police right now. They're coming. They'll be down here in 3 minutes. They're on the way. So you can either.
I've already phoned the authorities.
You can either leave now or spend the night in the Napa jail.
Oh, what's that like?
Oh, you've got 3.
It's like Mayberry, huh?
Yeah. Oh, it's total Mayberry. But you have 3 wine things.
3 wine?
Yeah, but you have 3 different wines you can have. You can, or like whatever. Oh no! Here's what it is, and in Napa jail, whatever the shit style is in wine, I have no idea. Is it Chardonnay? I don't know. Whatever the fucking low rent style is of wine, then that's all you can get.
Yeah,
like
that's all you get served. Like, in
no,
the
you can only get.
So you still get Napa wine, but like the worst.
Yeah, the worst. Like,
the Strawberry Hill.
Like, can you give me like a nice?
What was the '80s?
Yes. Yeah.
Strawberry Boons.
You can get some sort of
Boons. You get some Bartles and James.
Yeah, Bartles and James. Like, oh, don't you have anything better? No, you're in jail.
You're in jail.
You're getting Bartles and James, you bad boy. Gosh, you guys are raw like here in Napa.
The bars are spaced far enough apart you could just walk between them if you really wanted to.
I trust you won't do that.
I trust you.
Oh, I bet you San Joaquin Valley people just go right through the bars.
Bail is set at 6 Allagash Whites.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'll be here forever. I'll
be here forever. Nobody's going to buy 6 Allagash Whites. What do you do with them when you get those?
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm car washing. Hey, it's Washington Corvettes.
Wash that
car wash. I was parked at the airport this weekend, and the only spots that were available were on the garage roof. Oh, and some birds decided to use my car as a toilet. So, got a car wash. Down in Irvine last weekend for the finale of the lacrosse for the summer. Had to start off because it's just delicious. Beering at Green Cheek Beer Company. Had some lunch there and a beer, and then hit the hotel and, you know, parked the kid so he could do kid stuff. And then, you know, it was only a 10-minute walk back to over right by Green Cheek. Now, I didn't go back to Green Cheek the same day, but I started off after Green Cheek, went to a little place right across the street called Gun Whale Ales. Yes, across the street from Green Cheek, Gun Whale Ales. Ripped through a bunch of their beers. Had a couple IPAs, a couple hazies, a Maybach that I still had on tap, and a Helles. Everything was pretty tasty. Nice little area. And then I would recommend it. Walk down a little ways to another place called Salty Bear Brewing Company. Crushed through a couple hazies. I had their lager. And shoot, what else? I accidentally ordered their sour. So I was like, what? Or not sour, or their seltzer. All
the soap is on his car. It's time for the spray to come.
Walked a little bit further down the road. Yes, another one. Bootleggers Brewing, which is probably about a 4-minute walk from Salty Bear. Sat down. They had an enormous menu of beers. Had a Pilsner, had an IPA, had a Hazy, had an Imperial, everything was okay there. Nothing stand out. But you need selection, variety to choose from. Bootleggers is pretty good. After playing on Saturday, we headed over to a little place called Left Coast Beer Company, or Brewing Company, my bad. Sampled through a Dortmunder export that they had on tap, a hazy, a normal IPA, and then had a triple IPA. Triple IPA called Here Waka Waka was pretty damn wax. Good.
Premium. Yeah,
this is great area to drink because, you know, it's Irvine and Santa Ana and all that area. I mean, you Southern California guys can correct my my geography, but nice place. Great place. Had fun. Can't wait to go back. That's all I got. Be safe. Check your dates and have fun. Oh, Mikey, what I meant about using your ship, UPS for shipping, if you want to have beer shipped to you, don't ship it to your house. Ship it to your UPS box. They'll sign for it. It stays in fairly temperature-controlled areas.
There you go.
Right? I mean,
Good perfect. Advice.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
I'm in Sacramento.
Sacramento.
This is true. If you send it to my house, like Dust Bowl sent us a new beer to my house.
Whoa.
Dust Bowl has my home address. And they keep sending stuff. I don't know. I haven't like directly communicated with them for a while.
Somehow we're not on an auto mailer.
Yeah. But they keep sending
somebody's
stuff.
Mail merge.
So I'm cool with that. There's one of their Cash Crop series beers. It's a watermelon.
Whoa.
And I'll show Nick, but
that's quite the can there,
yeah,
sir.
That's a big one. But and they also sent a little pool floaty. That's a water.
What? Pool floaty. Oh, with the can holder.
Yeah. So, thank you, Dust Bowl. I'll have that next week, so I can cool that down. Been able to play that in a while, so it's just I'm just vibing off all the Paul stuff we have.
Yeah,
don't be afraid, Paul, to give us something new. I mean, I know you're thinking about it. I know you're thinking about it. You're a creative dude, good musician. We're ready for something new. I mean, I don't know what it would be, but
yeah, he was digs into a vein we don't even realize we're traveling through.
Paul's like, oh, I got you guys. Comes up with something amazing.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Hey, get yourself on the show. It's there for you to use. Tell us something interesting for Perfect Poor listeners, and we'll listen to it as we get drink. This, voicemail time is when I really start putting it down. I'm just kicking back, listening to voicemails, drinking beer, just pounding, bro.
Pound.
You know how
crush I do. Crushing the Allagash
Whites. Yeah, I'm crushing the Allagash Whites, man. It's like throwing them down
when they come out. It's the time.
What were you drinking this week? And we had a short week. It's going to be tough.
Shorties.
What did you good do? Lord.
Yeah. I did some camping over the weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Some real life camping? Were you in a
No, I was in an RV trailer.
RV camping. Did you pull it?
It had wheels on. No, my in-laws have it. It was their trailer.
All right. Good. Yeah, because you don't want to do that.
I don't want to mess up my truck. No. Crazy. Gas mileage goes down.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, I can't. No, this truck is a non-towing truck. What's that hitch back there? Oh, that's for parade, for Christmas lights. Parades.
Yeah.
When they do Christmas parade. Yeah, I can't tow that. No way. I don't have the
perfect hitch cover.
Yeah, I don't have the cams for that. That's what your car
needs. Yeah, cam, wrong cam.
Yeah, I don't have the kind of cams you need for towing.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right. Oh, no, it's right.
My F-150.
Nah, I got an F-1. I got an F-075. And you can't tow with those. What?
Yeah, it's the non-tow model.
Yeah, it's a 075 model. You can't tow with these.
No.
They'll get you on that.
I had, well, see, what happened was I put too many light bars on, so my GBW.
You see what happened limit. Here? I got really into the light bars and one too many. And
we're at capacity.
What did you drink? Yeah.
Sorry. So I robbed some of my Wazoo / Ants stash to do some coastal drinking.
Yeah.
Sugar on my tongue from Highland Park Brewing. It said hazy, but I don't believe it was.
Oh, calling him out.
Yeah.
I know how hazy it was, bro.
I don't know.
It wasn't hazy for me. Hazy enough for me.
I'm fine. You're crazy. Los Angeles Monkish of Anaheim. Did you have one of these cans in your stack?
Maybe. You might have drank one of our doubles. What is it? What is it?
It's another DIPA double West Coast IPA.
What's it called?
Los Angeles Monkish of Anaheim.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're the only one that had that one. I remember that one.
Okay. That was good. Because
it was a Dodger-themed beer.
Monkish makes good beers.
And I was like, well, this Dodger reference is going to get lost on Nick. But then I was like, I don't like the Dodgers, so what do I need it for? I was like, I'll give it to Nick.
There you go. I like your conclusion was appropriate. Because it's supposed to be isn't it the Angels of Anaheim?
Yeah, the Angels have always been Anaheim, but before they used to be California, they were called the California Angels. There was no city reference to their name. It was the California Angels. At some point, I don't know if it was when he took it over or what, but the owner was like, no, we're going to call the Anaheim Angels. And I think in his mind was like to differentiate from, you know, Los Angeles or California or whatever. So now that then they called the Anaheim Angels. Then he's like, oh, and then there was some sort of rigmarole. And now they're called the city of Anaheim or it was something with the city of Anaheim and ownership. And they're like, what the fuck, dude? And then they're called the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I don't know. It's a whole thing. It's all confusing and whatever. The Angels have been in the same place they've always been in, but they've been called California Angels and Anaheim Angels and the Los Angeles Angels and Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And they're all the things.
Oh, great. You see, this is why sports hurts my brain.
Yeah.
I had a brown chicken brown cow from Parliament Brewing. Nice brown ale. Parliament. Very nice brown ale.
Wow, brown ale. Where's
Ronan? Where's Park? Parliament at?
Ronan Park? Okay.
Is it Sacramento? Ronan Park? Is that the correct way?
Yeah.
Say it.
Where's that at?
Then nothing beats a campfire like having a parabola next to it.
Oh, parabola is a good campfire pairing beer.
Yes, pair it with campfire.
All right.
Eucalyptus wood burns really nice.
What year parabola, dude?
Oh, it's 22. It's a current vintage.
All right.
Currently brewing. Yeah, drink those fresh. Do not save them. Don't ever save any beer ever again.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's kind of a general consensus now. It's just like, don't age anything. Just drink it.
Aging beer was created by Hallmark to sell more.
Yeah, to sell more beer holidays.
Beer holiday, yeah. We're sorry for your loss.
Sorry. Yeah, when you're... Your zombie dust from 20 17 brakes. And like, I'm sorry for your lawn. So you need a card for that.
Yeah. Where's my card? And only the best of my ass is from Dollar Tree. And I broke into my recent acquisition of Alesmith's barrel aged Speedway Stout.
Man, you were just having to break into all your good shit. What a
weekend. Yeah. I've been waiting for an occasion like this. So I'm going to drive.
I've been waiting for a girl like you to come into my life. Been... That's what you said to the beer. I've been waiting for a beer like you.
Ooh, yes.
There you go.
Checking Untapped.
Yep. I've been waiting for a haze like you. Coming to my life. Paul, can you do something with that?
Oh,
I've been waiting.
We know you have it down, but just in case you need a little.
For a beer like you. Make me feel alright.
I've been waiting so long.
Be-doo, 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 be-doo.
Nothing immediately. Yeah, that one might be open. Copyright Perfect Pour.
Just give us a little nod. Give us a little nod. That's all we need. Just give us a beer. Yep. And we'll talk about
it. Put the logo on there.
Why is Dust Bowl the only brewery that throws us a bone for beer? That's the only one, like, regularly. I mean, over the years, I understand we've gotten many breweries that have sent us beer, and I'm very appreciative of it.
Of course.
But Dust Bowl's the only one that, like, yeah, we'll send these kids a beer now and again. Only one in 10 years.
You know we got put on a list and forgot about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like nobody's ever.
That's what I was kind of referencing earlier. Like we're on a list of like whatever their Dust Bowl's media is that they send beer to. Like we're on the list and like they have no idea what they're sending.
If they ever audit that list, they'll be like, what? Perfect board.
They're like, well, it's on the list. Keep sending it.
A beer a month for the last 6 years.
Yep. We send them one beer every month. Like, you know, there's like three guys on there. Like, they're not going to just, like, I don't know, one beer. See, now I've devolved into like making fun of the brewery that sends us beer. This is where I'm at. Like, at first, I'm just like, what the hell is wrong with all the other breweries that don't send us regular beer? And now now I'm at a place where, like, the one brewery that does, I'm like, fuck the motherfuckers sent us one beer. I'm like, Jesus, no wonder nobody sends us beer. I'm sorry, Dust Bowl. Everybody go to Dust Bowl Brewing. And when you're in Turlock, California, on the Highway 99, make sure to turn to Dust Bowl Brewing. It's on the west side of 99. Very big, very expansive place. Good food, good beer. It's a good stop on the 99. Don't even stop in Fresno. Fuck Fresno. Stop and Turlock at the Dust Bowl Brewing. You have a good time.
Yes, they have all patio situations you could hope for.
Oh yeah, if you like hanging out on almond husks, that's a brewery for you. You can just swim, make almond husk angels, and just have a grand old time.
There you go.
If you need a Central California lineup when you're going through, let me know. I'll hook you. I'll put it together for you. Was that all your beers, Nick? What's going on?
Yeah, those are my. you know what? We had lunch somewhere down on the Embarcadero, and we revisited an old friend. Davies Brown Ale from Pickerel Mountain. That was kind of nice.
Remember the old Davies Brown
Ale? Lambert Figueroa?
Yep. He used to buy that beer a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But no more. It's not those no times more. Anymore. You think we could hang around long enough to see another rise in craft beer? I think it's possible.
Or we're just, it's up to us. We have to. We have to kickstart this monster. We got to piece it back together.
It's up to us to get it back. You, the listener, and us, we will do it. We'll get it back to the way it was. Is all the Nick 80?
Those are now, that is now all of my beers.
All right. I had from Moonlight Brewing Company, Part-Time Ponderer. It was, you know, I think it's a playoff of Drinking and Thinking. But, you know, it's a guy, you know, he's just looking at the moon, drinking his beer. That's what I do on a nightly basis when the moon is out. Some nights the moon, some nights the moon's not there. You're like,
moon hangs.
You're like, what the hell? But actually, it's good because then when the moon's not out, then you can see more stars.
Ooh. See those galaxies.
Yeah. Then the moon comes out. You're like, I can't see shit. Thanks, asshole.
Like, look at me on the moon. I'm super bright.
I'm like, yeah, I know. But now I can't see the Milky Way or nothing.
Well, sorry.
That's the conversations I have with the sky at night. Just so you know. Topa Topa Cruisin' IPA. It's a cool label depicting the Ventura area of the California coast. It's very, it was cool. Nice beer. Tioga score is 4 strong. That kind of older 4 strong. I had that because, you know, it's still holding up. That was a pool beer, poolside beer for me. Firestone Walker parrot phrase. They call it a farmhouse. Okay. They call it a farmhouse ale. It was a grisette. And
okay,
I can't remember the last time I had a grisette, so I was like, oh, all right. Let me try this so I can say I had a grisette. And I was like, I bet, you know, I feel like a grisette's one of those smoky beers. And I was right. It's a smoky beer. And I think you're okay with smoky beers, Nick, but I am not down with smoky beers.
No? Yeah, never had a smoked IPA, but a smoked porter or a smoked barley wine is very nice.
Mm. Yeah. I don't think this, I'm sure Chu said it and I just don't register it, but like, you know, Chu is the master smoker, the master barbecuer of the show. There's several of the show, but Chew's up there, obviously. Like, I wonder how he feels about smoked beers, though.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he wouldn't be into that. I don't know. It's interesting. Chew, call in for next week's show. Let us know what your feelings are on smoked beers as a expert barbecuer. And I had a Hen House beer, twice certified, independent as fuck, in-house, a double IPA. And that was really good. And, I mean, come on, they're referencing being independent in name, so you know I'm going to gravitate to that. You can find me, Dorktown, on Untapped, and Nick as the Nick 80.
Cheers, 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 cheers. Cheers.
Cheers to, once again, the Ants and Robin. Those beers are drinking very nicely.
Very nice.
And also the Wazoo, always making donations to the show. And letting us know where he's at. What, you know.
which car wash he's at.
Which car wash, yeah.
All right. And, cheers to Roger B. on Untappd. He alerted me to a beer and wine bar that's in Winter Springs, Florida. And this beer and wine bar is named Perfect Pours.
What?
Yeah. So they're in Florida. Thank you, Roger B., because he is at a bar called Perfect Pours. None of our with Florida reps.
Pours?
No, it's Perfect P-O-U-R-S. Perfect Pours is the name of the bar.
I forbid it.
Forbidden. So, you know, go find the Perfect Pours bar. We're not affiliated with the Perfect Pour podcast. But it may be a Vine establishment. Don't know. Cheers to Scotty 91. Cheers to Captain Wiffle. Cheers to our friends in the Phoenix area, Tap Savvy with two V's in Litchfield Park area of Phoenix. They have a giant, you may remember, we've been around for Tap Savvy's, when they started their business, and they have a giant billboard, by one of those billboards that have the giant cement pillar, and on the interstate, you see like the kind of billboards you see when you're going into Las Vegas, those kind of giant billboards. So Tap Savvy's got one in the Phoenix area there. If you're off of Indian School Road somewhere, you might see a Tap Savvy billboard. And the only thing, I have some notes for the billboard. Like, if they would have just said, like, as heard on the Perfect Pour, like, maybe that would have
made it better.
It probably would have been better. Probably would have got more people looking at it and stuff.
Like 3% better.
Yeah. So, next time, guys, if you're going to get a billboard, if you're a brewery or a beer bar, you're going to buy a billboard space. Make sure to be like, as mentioned on the Perfect Pour, if you're going to put something up, just a heads up. But yeah, very cool, Tap Savvy. I am way overdue for a Phoenix trip. So hopefully when I do, I will be able to go out to Litchfield Park, enjoy some Tap Sap beers at Tap Savvy.
Tap Savvy.
So thank you for listening to the show. Hope you have a great week with your beers.
Mm-hmm.
I hope our website's back up.
Yeah, people need the information.
They need that. That's where the reps are. That's where the Paul music is. So if they don't figure that out, it's going to be bad. So
we're going to get voicemails about it.
Oh my gosh. So hopefully we'll get this perfectportpod.com thing situation fixed. If not, we'll still be here. We'll tell you about it next week. And I'll be in Portland over the weekend. So hopefully I'll have some Portland stories to tell. I don't know. I think we're going to be at a brewery that's by the... I don't even know the name of it. And my brother-in-law was just mentioning it. We're going to be at a brewery that's by the airport that has food trucks that the airplanes directly fly over this place. You're out there having the food trucks and the planes are just like right over your head. You're like, oh fuck. So
I'm being flown over.
What I'm talking about. But anyway, we'll see that. We'll save that for next week. But for now, be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun.
Oh yes.
But first, you gotta
check your dates.